This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. North Korea has condemned U.S.-South Korea military exercises that begin this week, saying the drills show the need for Pyongyang to develop more of its own military capabilities. The South Korean news agency said the U.S. and South Korea kicked off preliminary training on Tuesday ahead of the annual summer military drills. The exercises are being scaled back because of the coronavirus pandemic and caution against upsetting North Korea, which recently hinted it is interested in dialogue with South Korea. But the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said on Tuesday that Pyongyang views the exercises as an act of aggression, no matter what size or form they take. The United States says it is up to Afghanistan security forces to defend their country after Taliban militants captured a sixth provincial capital on Monday, along with border towns and trade routes. President Joe Biden has said the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end at the end of this month, arguing the Afghan people must decide their own future and that he would not add another generation of Americans to the 20-year war. The Taliban have stepped up their campaign to defeat the government as foreign forces withdraw. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said on Monday the United States is deeply concerned about the trend, but that Afghan security forces have the capability to fight the insurgent group. And Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he and U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris held a productive call on Monday about immigration, the U.S.-Mexico border, and the battle against COVID-19. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States, Britain, and Canada rolled out new sanctions on Belarus on Monday. It was the one-year anniversary of the start of protests in the Eastern European country against elections that were widely seen as fraudulent. Since that time, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has taken harsh action against peaceful demonstrators and political opponents. In a statement, President Biden said, rather than respect the clear will of the Belarusian people, the Lukashenko regime perpetrated election fraud, followed by a brutal campaign of repression to stifle dissent. Biden added that Lukashenko has detained thousands of peaceful protesters and imprisoned more than 500 activists, civil society leaders, and journalists as political prisoners. He mentioned in particular the diversion of an international flight to land in Minsk, where a Belarusian journalist was removed from the flight and arrested. Biden said, quote, the actions of the Lukashenko regime are an illegitimate effort to hold on to power at any price. The sanctions target the construction, energy, potash, and tobacco industries of Minsk, which the U.S. Treasury Department described as the wallets of the Lukashenko government. A Haitian justice official has told AP he selected a judge to oversee the case of the slaying of President Jovenel Moïse. The decision comes amid concerns over death threats and demands for additional security. Magistrate Bernard Saint-Ville said Monday that Mathieu Chanlat will be in charge of overseeing proceedings involving the murder of the president, which took place on July 7th. The magistrate said last week he'd requested extra security measures as he prepared to select a judge to oversee the case. Death threats are especially common in high-profile slayings in Haiti. Several court clerks probing the president's assassination have already gone into hiding. And coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in the United States are at a six-month high, fueled by the rapid spread of the Delta variant across areas of the country dealing with low vaccination rates. Nationwide, COVID-19 cases have averaged 100,000 for 3 days in a row. That's up 35% over the past week, according to a Reuters tally of public health data. Three states, Louisiana, Florida, and Arkansas, reported the most new cases in the past week based on population. Hospitalizations rose 40%, and deaths, which are a lagging indicator, registered an 18% uptick in the past week. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.